Rods Goodman Anand's third venture is a company called Goodman Lantern, an exclusive content marketing company focused on the B2B and B2C spaces. Today, we got the chance to discuss his journey. Now, if you're an entrepreneur and feel like you can't do all the things in your company and still stay sane, then this episode is for you. Turns out the lessons he's learned on his journey tie pretty close to mine, and we both learned later in life that delegation is key. Handing off chunks of work to people who, let's be honest, are probably better at it than you are, is the quickest way to scale your company to self-sustainability. Raj's background of storytelling makes this episode one you'll want to hear and learn tips from. When you're ready to reach out to Raj, find him on LinkedIn or the company website, goodmanlantern.com. Let's get started. Did you get to do some cool stuff, or what's the deal?
Well, in London, we are pretty much in lockdown at the moment. So did some nice walks with the family, ate and drank. I guess nice. That's what Christmas is all about. So yeah, it was all right. It was okay. How was yours?
It was good. You know, usually every year we'll get together with a pretty big chunk of family. Like we'll get together with like 50 people. And this year it was like a lot smaller. It was a lot smaller, obviously, right? But we were able to get away, get some time away, get somewhere. We don't get any phone reception and like really poor Wi-Fi. It's like, okay, well, I guess some we're not doing technology now. So, and it's fine. It's good to decompress, right? So, but it was good. Now we're back and it's like, oh my goodness. So
2021. I'll tell me about it.
2021. I think this is the year, you know, and I said that last year and I'm like 2020, it's a nice round number. It's going to be great. And then, you know, it wasn't. And then, so now 2021, we're back. All right.
I think so as well. I think so as well. Completely agree with you. I think it is going to be the year we get out of this whole nonsense, really, isn't it? Get out of the pandemic mode.
Yeah. That'd be good. That would really be good. I know a lot of businesses are struggling and I know they've really had some hard times, but I've also seen a lot of them that have pivoted amazingly well. And like, I've got a couple people in mind that I think of like the kings and queens of pivoting. And it's like, wow, you know, you never realize what you're capable of until you're in a situation where it's like, oh shoot, I've got to adapt. And it's like, hey, that's the entrepreneurial spirit right there, man. So
I completely agree with you. Yeah, yeah. Completely. Yeah. It's been a good year. Well, last year was a good year from the point of view of business, but personally, I was not really, I'm not a big fan of this whole crazy madness and the uncertainty of like traveling, family health, all that sort of stuff. It wasn't great. But Anyway, we are here. I'm just glad that we made it through.
We made it. We made it and we're finally arrived. Well, tell us a little bit about what your company does. Let's start there.
Is it about the interview or are we just doing a freestyle outside just having a chat? I just want to make sure that I'm not answering anything which you don't want me to answer.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, we're recording right now. You're on. Yeah. We're good. Yeah. Oh. This is part of it. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Yeah. I had no idea. right. So I run a company called Goodman Lantern. We are a team of native English content writers. We help our clients sell better and grow faster. Primarily, we in the space of sort of high tech or high sort of complexity companies, which they wanna make the messaging easier and simpler to understand for clients. So we kind of help them with writing content for their social media, their website, the SEO, storytelling, which they want to tell the stories about, the white papers, and beyond. We do a lot of content writing across the board for large organizations in the B2B space.
Oh, cool. You know, that the content marketing aspect of it, I think a lot of people don't realize like how powerful that is. You know, content is really, it's pretty important, you know, and if you can succinctly tell a story and get it to resonate with your readers, then they relate to you and they're like, these people get me. They understand me. So that's pretty cool. How'd you decide to start your company up?
Well, this is my third company. I launched this company after working for a large European company where I helped them take them from 7.5 million euros of revenue to 45 million. And that was in the back of storytelling, SEO, content writing, and really resonating with organizations and customers you want to get into. And I worked with them for 5 years, and I was doing 280 flights for them per year. And I was like, that's nuts. So I thought, okay, hang on, let me just kind of maybe find a new gig for myself, start my own company, and actually provide the service of content writing and storytelling with SEO involved in it for companies in B2B space and B2C as well, but mainly B2B organizations. And that's where my area of expertise is, and I kind of seen that it's worked really well for our customers. Many of them have grown 40-70% in their number of online interactions, engagements, inquiries. Sales have also gone up as well. So, I mean, we know that it really works, and we want to just help people scale up their content writing and do that in a way that they don't have to be involved themselves all the time, and can get a company like ours in that.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, this is your third company. I'm kind of jealous. I mean, this is the first company I've started. I'd love to get to a point where I can say, okay, let's start up 17 more. It'd be cool. I mean, I imagine the first one you did was probably more challenging, but what major challenges have you overcome in your entrepreneurial journey with this third venture? You got some stories to share? Got some content to share with me?
Certainly. So I said the third company, first company was a very hard journey. I'm happy to talk discuss about that. And number two was an acquisition, actually. I managed to sell the company, and was a good sale for me. So I've actually done one which actually went tits up, and the other one which actually did a good job at building it, scaling it up, and then selling the company as well. I believe that the more I think about this whole way of thinking about companies, founding companies, growing it further, I think it's all about the right team. And in my first company, I was really hung up about this whole idea that I need my team all in-house, in the office, and so I can see them all the time. But my company number two, number three, I started to think about sort of how do I outsource, how do I scale, how do I delegate. And I think the more I've delegated stuff, and the more I've built sort of a rhythms in the meetings, have managers who are responsible for different things, the more I've seen that the company scales better and not dependent on me. So I can jump onto podcasts like yours and tell the world how I've done it. But no, I really believe in scaling up while delegating, and not thinking about just having people in the same room or the same city, but actually find the right people anywhere in the world who can help me fix my challenges and work with us together as a team, have the same core values the way I have for myself and for the company I work with.
That by itself, and I tell people, I can't talk today. I tell people this all the time, that delegation is a skill that it's definitely learnable, but it's not something that people just come with out of the box, right? They don't just understand, hey, you got to give some work away. And it's easy for entrepreneurs to fall into that trap of, I'm going to do it myself. And it's like, you don't gotta. There's a limit. There's only so much you to go around. It took me a long time to learn that lesson, but I love delegating stuff. I love handing off work to people. And do you find that, when you find the right person, they're just awesome at what they do, and you're able to give them something that they can excel at, that it just really brightens them up. You ever notice that? You ever see that happen?
Certainly, I find that really powerful. I think when the founder is the dumbest person in the room with his team members in, that is when you've actually really made it.
That's how you know when you've arrived. Yeah. I love
Absolutely agree
it.
with that.
I love it. I love it. Well, what have you learned about yourself? Like, mentally, personally, have you figured out some things about yourself that you wouldn't have if you hadn't been starting companies?
Well, I would say that number one would be that education is something which I've always, obviously, at schooling, I was educating myself and learning about things. But at some point after university, I kind of put an end, I put a full stop to my education. I wasn't thinking about educating myself further. But actually, the more I realized that success comes with constant education, that sort of hunger to learn more things. To constantly be learning, experimenting, failing fast, and growing constantly. And I think initially, my mindset was not like that. I was not thinking about, I was learning. But the last few years, I've been really focused on that. I've just recently got a scholarship to do a university MBA from University of Oxford in the UK, and really kind of focusing more on learning and, you know, making sure that I really can match the demands of the company I run, for example, and keep growing it. Because this year, last year has been a challenging year, we were discussing earlier, Michael, but we have still grown 5x, and we actually grew for one of our new product, which is we are focusing on right now. And the last year and a half in that same service we actually provide, we won't be focusing on right now, we actually grew 13 and a half times in just 1.5 years. So we are really focused on that sort of growth mindset, and that takes a lot of energy and needs a lot of delegation for that education all the time. So I've learned that today I'm keen to be educated and learn more than my 20 year younger self.
Nice. Yeah, the education never does stop. You know, you're always learning. I guess if you stop learning, you're dead, right? Like literally, you gotta keep figuring things out and keep being presented with new challenges that you can grow through. So that's cool, man. That's cool. Well, what do you wish someone had told you about building businesses or entrepreneurship 5 years ago?
Well, I wish they had told me that it's all about the actual team you get. It's more than anything else. It's about betting on the right horse as opposed to the race itself. It's all about the right horses, the right people, the right team members you bring in. I didn't think of that before. I didn't think about this whole idea of like this whole remote working and stuff 20 years back. I mean, the last, I would say 7, 8 years, maybe even 10 years, I've been thinking of remote working and remote teams and you know, delegation agencies, you know, really about that stuff. But say 20 years back, I wasn't thinking about this before at all. And I wish someone had told me that, you know, it's all about the team, the people you bring in, and how do you encourage them, motivate them to perform at their abilities, the best ability they possibly can. If I had known that before, I would have saved myself at least 5 years, maybe more.
Hey, you got there as fast as you could, right? And we can't know everything instantly. We have to like grow through some challenges and figure out things as we go. And I think I'm in the same boat. I think 5 years ago, which is about when I started the company, if somebody had said, hey, you know, get to a point where you can bring somebody in and start outsourcing some of the stuff that you do, it would have saved me a lot of gray hairs. And but, you know, there were lots of hard lessons I had to learn along the way, but I got here, you know. It's been, man, what an amazing journey. Aren't we crazy? Business owners, we're nuts.
We have to be. And I mean, why would you leave a nice cushy job and jump into your own business? I mean, we must be crazy.
I know, right? It's like, why would you want to create something out of nothing? Are you nuts? It's like, yeah, kind of. So, but I love it. I don't think I could ever go back. Well, I guess the last question I've got for you today is, you know, is there a really sage piece of advice? I mean, you've given out a lot of good heavy hitters, but like if you have like one killer tip for people listening, what would be your tip for people that are already on their journey or maybe they're just starting out?
The one thing I'll say is when finding suppliers, finding teams, finding anybody of that sort in your organization, apart from the skills that are required to do the job, think also about the core values. I think many a times we forget about the core values. For example, our core values are about encouragement. It's about having integrity, for example. And these are core values. They're the four of them, and we really believe in those core values. And many a times we don't look for people who have those core values. We really look for the skills they have. And my learnings over the last few years has been that if you find people who have the right skill sets and the core values, they will become your foot soldiers as a business owner, and they'll grow the business because they're the ones who will represent your company. You find other employees, teammates, agencies, suppliers. So inculcate the idea of core values in the very top of your business and make sure every part of your business is learning and doing that part of implementing the core values in everything you do in life, whether it's hiring, firing, growing, downsizing, whatever it is that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, I've learned some things from you today. I learned some things from you today. You know, just hearing that, continuing to find ways to delegate out jobs for people to do in a way that they feel fulfilled. You know, they're carving out their dream, just like, you know, you and I are carving out ours, is a really empowering thing. And I think we all, as business owners, sometimes we vacillate between, okay, how much should I have my hands on the wheel? How much should I like be in control of? And I think it's just part of the human condition. You know, we feel more secure because, hey, we're in control. But yeah, you are in a sense abdicating some control, but it's to free up time to do things like come on a podcast, like you said, right? So, you know, you're freeing up time to do things that are invigorating, energizing, and engaging for you. And that's cool. So keep doing what you're doing. All right.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. Good to be on here today, Michael. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's been fun. Well, how do people find you? Like, if they wanted to reach out and be like, I need to get my content sorted out, like what would be their first step? I'm going to put it in the show notes for you, but how would they reach you?
So either you can send us an inquiry on Goodman Lanton, goodmanlanton.com. Just Google us, you'll find us there. Or you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm Raj Goodman Anand. Just search, connect with me, and drop me a message. I'd love to hear from people. So do drop me a note.
All right. Sounds good. I want to make sure I got it spelled right. So it's inquiries at goodmananand.com. It's your name, right?
So if you're looking at the email, are you looking for the email or are you looking for the website? Sorry.
Either. I think is it going to be different? So inquiries at what?
So the website is Goodman, GOODMAN, Goodman Lantern, LANTERN.com.
Okay.
So goodmanlantern.com. And if you're dropping us an email, just go to the contact page and fill the form there, or info at goodmanlantern.com is the email. And my personal stuff is on LinkedIn. Look for Raj Goodman Anand.
Okay. Cool. Well, I hope this gets some attention for you, man. This is really cool stuff. Awesome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Well, good having you today. I will let you get busy with the rest of your day and look forward to having you on the next podcast coming up pretty soon here. All right.
Guess so. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you hear this episode and go, wow, I'm a founder and all my friends keep telling me I should get on a podcast. Would I be a fit? Yes. Yes, you would. Every single person who steps out of their comfort zone to build their dream has an amazing story to share. And this is the platform for you to do that. If you want to talk about your dream, what led you to start your endeavor, what successes you've had or challenges you've been pitted against, this is the podcast for you. So head on over to archdevops.com/podcast to find out how to get on. And also check out our free tip sheets on guesting or even hosting your own podcast. This is Fritz, your host, hoping to meet you on the other side of the hot mic at Arch DevOps.